You're listening to Talkin' Music. This is KVNF. I'm Taya J. Today I'm joined by composer, producer, and performer Javier Gutierrez, known as El Javi. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me too. It's a pleasure to be able to share my music and my stories and all that.
Javi, tell me a little bit about what you love about music.
Well, to me, like in particular, it's been like a spiritual practice, really. And that's the part that I love the most. Obviously, I enjoy listening to different styles of music and just kind of get lost in it. But a big part of why I play and why I'm connected to music is because it like allows me to connect with the divine, right? With this, my spiritual practice and to kind of let go of the mind, you know, let go of thinking, let go of being attached to things. And so to me, it's like so special because of that. Like that's my main thing that like I love about it.
Yeah, I love that idea of getting out of your head and into your body or reconnected to yourself in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and especially when I play, right? Like that's, to me, that's my favorite part, when I get lost and then it's like I forget about my problems, forget about bills, or forget about the state of the world. All of a sudden I am, you know, you just are a being that is like expressing itself through art. So it's very beautiful and special to me.
Yeah, nicely said. I've been having this conversation a lot with folks. You know, I think it's just a sign of the times, but we've been talking about the healing power of music. What do you think the healing power of music is? Or do you think it has the power to heal?
Absolutely. And in many levels, I think in one level, it's like psychological, right? Like it allows us to perhaps let go of overthinking and whatnot. And then we just can't see an issue, we remove ourselves from things and then we can just explore new possibilities. But then also in regards to frequencies and how waves move towards our bodies. And lately I've been contemplating that when I'm playing, I'm really paying attention to how the vibration of the guitar is touching my body, you know, and I just imagine my organs just like vibrating with those frequencies and with those waves. So I obviously scientifically and medically, I don't know, but intuitively I can sense how it creates like harmony in my body as I'm playing and as I'm listening to music.
I love that image. That sounds like an album cover to me.
Right? That'd be cool.
It'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Javi, let's go ahead and kick off the show with a song. What do you want to play for us first?
I would love to share the song called Trip. It's the first track of my new EP. And it's actually an older song, but I in this EP, I decided to just strip it down to just the guitar because a lot of my people, my followers like to just hear the guitar work instead of overproducing music. So I published this EP to give my audience a taste of what it sounds to just hear the guitar doing the work. And this song in particular, it sort of reflects a season in my life when I wanted to just give it all to music, give it all to my career without fears and just take that leap of faith and have that courage and sometimes even face the fears, face questioning and like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing and whatnot? So I try to put into music, because I guess that's something we haven't discussed in these interviews, like what I do is instrumental. So I try to tell a story with just music and take the audience into a journey. And in particular, this song, I think all of you guys will like feel like in a journey.
Thank you.
We just heard Trip from El Javi, who joins me today on Talkin' Music. You mentioned this a little bit before we went into the song, but you do play exclusively instrumental. And I know for many musicians that lyrics are such an important part of how they communicate their message. And it seems to me that you do a masterful job of doing that through composition and through melody. And I'm curious what your approach is to melodic storytelling.
Sure. Well, first of all, it took me many years, right, to develop that mastery on the instrument where you feel so connected to it that it becomes like your language. Like when I first started playing, you know, you're still like developing, learning your scales, your chords and all these. And all of a sudden to be able to communicate with your instrument, it's such a magical moment. And to me, when I composing, I don't sit down and I'm like, oh, it's time to compose a song. You know, I feel like they come to me and all of a sudden I might be practicing, I might be playing something else. And all of a sudden I get this spark that just comes in through my being and my hands and it starts playing the guitar. And I think mostly like as it's channeling, it's reflecting something that I'm going through, perhaps a situation that is happening within my life or in the world. And I just start channeling almost like a musical message around that specific topic or a specific story. And I just let it be. And what I really love when I play them is that I revisit all those emotions and all those images. So even when I'm on stage performing for people, I kind of get lost really. And all of a sudden I'm in this world that got created with the song and I get lost in it.
I love that. That's beautiful. Your new EP was released just a few days ago on June 10th. That EP is titled El Javi Volume 1. Talk to me a little bit about this release.
Sure. Well, one is wanting to showcase how I sound live. I wanted to do a production where there's not a lot of overproduction. You know, I feel like nowadays with all the tools that we have as musicians, we can do so much that usually we cannot do when we're live, you know, which is like edits and make it as perfect as you can and then embellish and do a bunch of takes and all this, you know, until you're happy. And I did kind of an old school approach where I just recorded the songs in one take. Obviously I did three takes per song and I picked my favorite. There's even some little, I would call them mistakes, I guess, but it's more like performance truth, right? Like we're not perfect. There's no artist that plays perfectly. So I wanted to capture that and just showcase who I am instead of like embellishing and almost like, I feel like it's putting makeup, you know, and then like you don't really know the beauty of a person with all that makeup on. So I tried to take the makeup off. And just here's my songs, here's how I play the guitar, and that's it. You know, like just honest and pure.
Honest, yeah, absolutely. I just so value that idea of letting go of that need to be perfect. It's such a human instinct or need, and it's really beautiful, and it's really, I think, much more genuine to witness somebody just as they are, you know, showing up and giving it their all, but just truly as they are, imperfections and all.
Yeah, it's like very vulnerable, right? And especially we're in an era that, you know, with filters, Instagram world, like everybody is like showcasing a version of themselves that doesn't exist.
Well said. I'm curious, Javi, what are you hoping to communicate with this collection of music right now? You've talked a little bit about vulnerability, about embracing the imperfection. What else are you hoping to convey or to communicate to your audience?
I guess it's exactly like that, like the human aspect of being an artist, you know, like try to make people relate to me in a very raw way. When I do live shows, I'm more of a storyteller right before I play the songs. And I feel that's where people connect with me because I'm being just honest and I'm sharing my story and I'm sharing my my struggles or my triumphs and whatnot. And I think that's my message with my music, just to reflect the human experience in my eyes, obviously, and in the way I live it. And I'm hoping that people can relate to it in their own way.
Well, I would love another little perspective into the human experience. What should we play for our audience next?
Okay, well, there's another track called El Refugio. And that's obviously in Spanish, that means the refuge. And that was a track that I created based on finding and looking for refuge in life. And I feel like we all need that at some point. And it can look so different for everyone, right? Like it can be your family. It can even be comfort food sometimes, you know, that can be your refuge. Like after being in a situation and you're like, I just need some pizza right now. Just, you know, or it can be a location, you know, it can be your loved one. So I think it's just so beautiful to pay homage to a place or a person or a thing that gives us that refuge, to feel connected, to feel secure, to feel safe. El refugio.
We just heard El Refugio from El Javi. You mentioned comfort food. What's your comfort food, Javi?
What's my comfort food? That is going to be funny, but potato chips. I love potato chips.
Who doesn't? Any flavor? Are you a sea salt, just a purist?
Yes, I'm sea salt, just like pure as it gets, not artificial flavoring, you know?
I love that. You know a lot about someone by knowing what their comfort food is, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut back, you know, because I abuse the comfort. I guess I need to learn to not only be comforted all the time.
It's been hard, especially in the last few years, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, even the past couple of years, I believe, and I think it has given us all an opportunity to look at our habits and our life in a different perspective, right? Like, because all of a sudden everything collapsed and there was no, we could not find refuge in the system anymore, right? Like all of a sudden it's like all the things that we take for granted there, we don't have them. And I think at least for me, speaking for me, I was able to pivot that and try to start harnessing my own refuge, my inner world, right? Like, because if we're always looking for answers outside of ourselves, it's kind of fragile. And if it's not there and then we count on that, then we're screwed, you know? So I don't know. I saw it as a great opportunity for all of us to build some inner strength.
Yeah, nicely said. Javi, you've been playing music for 30 plus years now. I'm curious, how has your relationship to music changed? And what does that relationship look like right now?
It's a good question. Well, yeah. This year is my 30th year, actually, of playing the guitar. And
amazing.
And definitely has transformed a lot. Like, I remember when I first started, and like, it was based on teenage dreams, right? Like, that I admire all these bands, especially in particular Metallica, you know, and I remember hearing a live album, and that was the moment in my life where I was like, that's what I want to do. You know, when you hear the audiences and it's just the energy is powerful. And so I kind of pursued that quest of the rock star life, and although it was fun and all, I think it was not necessarily true to my spirit, you know. It was kind of true to my ego and it was true to my mind and all these desires and pleasures even, but it was lacking depth. And in the past few years, since I also have been more conscious on how I live and my spiritual practices and all this, it has helped me transform also how I relate to music and how I relate to how I offer my music and the power of that connection that I have with people. That is not just, I don't want to be admired and just be like in a pedestal. I just want to offer healing and offer joy and experience like a journey for people to go in their inner world too, and get to learn to love themselves even deeper. So I don't know, it's just kind of coming from a whole different perspective than what it used to, you know. I just wanted to be admired, to just like, I'm here for service, you know. I want to be of service to the world, and I'm just a channel for the divine to work through me. That's how I feel now.
Ah, that's so nicely said. Thank you so much for sharing that, Javi. I really appreciate that perspective. Javi, I'm going to have you take us out on one last song. What would you like to share for us to close out the show?
Yeah,
today?
This will be the last track on the new EP. And this is a Mexican traditional song that I not only wanted to use it to pay tribute to Mexican music and my heritage, but also to women. And I don't know if you know this, but in Mexico, there's a big issue with women getting killed, raped. Like, it's just out of control. The numbers are awful. And I just wanted to offer this song as a tribute to all the beauty that women bring into our lives and into men's life, and it's something that I'm just recognizing more and more, like the more mature I get, you know, where it's my relationship to women, it's more, it's deeper and pure, without like just being programmed by the system, you know, and how we perceive women, you know. And so yeah, this is just a tribute for that. It's a song called La Bikina.
El Javi, thank you so much for joining me today on Talking Music. It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. For more Talkin' Music programming, visit kvnf.org. Thank you for listening.